Let's bring Dr. Leah on because I love your tip today. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies. You're having a good time this morning?
Oh, we always do. You should have been listening yesterday, Dr. Leah. We really got it. Talked about, you know, who's nude and who's not.
Oh.
And you missed a really...
Oh, darn.
Yeah. We won't tell you.
You'll just have to go guess. To the I have to say my husband was listening and he was... laughing.
He was laughing.
Yes. Yes.
He was laughing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He thought that was pretty interesting. I wonder if it was the image of Pam not being naked or if it was Pam, if it was me being naked and that's why he was laughing.
Probably a little bit of both. What do you think?
That's what I agree with.
Okay, Dr. Lee, what's your tip?
Funny. This week it's on, it's about cleansing or detoxing. I've been having a lot of people ask me lately about they want to do a detox. You know, they want to do something that to clean out their body because it's the beginning of the year and people want to get started fresh. But ideally, winter is not a good time to do intense detoxes. Like little things are okay, but intense detoxes for like a liver cleanse, colon cleanse aren't good in the wintertime. Our body needs to still... be in itself, you know, it's like the roots of a plant. They're still down there in the dirt staying warm.
You know, Dr. Lee, I thought that when I read that this morning, I thought, you know, everyone's talking about cleanses, and mm-hmm. I thought, boy, that made sense because we do want to cleanse, we think, in the winter after, like, Christmas and a holiday. Mm-hmm. We think in January we have to get rid of all the toxins, all that alcohol. And I thought that was really interesting that you said that because I would have never known that that was could have been be harmful to
so
cleanse.
So now we can keep our alcohol
well,
in our yeah, system.
Well, and all that bad food.
You can start doing other things. But when it's cold and dark out, it actually, it's kind of cold and flu season. It makes your body more vulnerable to getting sick. So you don't want to do a cleanse where you're getting rid of lots of toxins and possibly making yourself more susceptible to getting sick. So springtime is a great time to do that. But to warm up to that, you can do stuff like adding lemon to your water, along with your cinnamon.
I know, I was everyone listening, I was talking to Dr. Leah. Now I put cinnamon in my water. I'm doing all the things she tells. The shower, I have cold water hit my neck and my armpits in the shower.
Yeah, that's a great
thing. To build my immune system, I have the cinnamon. I have the emergency. I mean, you should see this. It's ridiculous. It looks like a medicine. I mean, all this stuff you're making me do, but boy, I'm healthy.
Well, you know, I put a lot of those things in my protein shake in the morning. Because I'll add my cinnamon, and I have a protein shake that I mix, and I put the cinnamon, and I don't put lemon in it, but I juice vegetables, which is a great way to detox, is juicing.
You know, it's interesting. My brother just told me yesterday he started juicing, and he's in his 50s. And, you know, he puts in vegetables and fruit, and he said... for the first time, he's not having heartburn or any kind of...
Mm-hmm.
He said it's unbelievable how good and he feels for me. He's only started about a month ago.
Yeah, juicing is phenomenal. Yeah. You get a whole bunch of servings of vegetables, and the insoluble fiber that's gotten rid of has not been shown to have any nutritional value because all the soluble fiber is going into the juice. And the soluble fiber is the kind that actually is binding onto the toxins and the cholesterol and stuff and getting rid of them out of your body. So juicing, vegetable juicing is wonderful.
Now, do you believe in, he was putting, you know, oranges in with the peels. He said everything has the peel. He doesn't peel anything, apples and oranges.
Right.
And bananas.
Well, it depends on the juicer because some can handle that better.
Right.
He said so powerful that it's a Vegemite. I think it's called.
Costco sells one that it's driving a car. It's got a motor so big. I'm not kidding, but you can put pineapple peel in it and it'll juice it up.
Well, so. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Good juicers can actually get pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, I've heard not to juice a lot of fruits because of the sugar content.
That's
like
what
when I juice,
why?
I do a
so
tomato, beet, celery, parsley, carrot, and then I add a part of a pear because the pear gives some sweetness, but it's also full of fiber. But they don't recommend, a lot of people who do juicing on a regular basis don't recommend doing a lot of fruit because of the sugar.
Because you're getting too much sugar at one time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
that's
that
good.
Was really, well, I know he's really, he probably hasn't spoke to a doctor, but he's putting oranges and apples.
Well, he probably saw Jack LaLanne on TV.
He probably
did.
You
know, look at Jack LaLanne. What is he, in his 90s or something, and he's still fit as a fiddle?
And he's still juicing and exercising.
He's juicing it up.
Juicing
so.
And using cinnamon and taking his thyroid.
And his vitamin D.
You just get that right in there, Dr. Leah.
Don't worry,
you
Dr. Leah. I'm going to make sure when we go back to the office that she has her
she
pills.
She will. She'll be shoving it down my throat.
I will be.
You're going to take those.
I'm going to. But I want to know, what are beets and artichokes? What's so great about them?
Beets and artichokes actually stimulate the enzymes, natural detoxification enzymes in the liver. Hmm. And it helps the liver to kind of get rid of things faster. Another thing that actually works, which I didn't mention in my note, was the Christopher sprouts, like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, the sprouted forms, and they work also wonderfully for increasing the detoxification enzymes in the liver. So just adding those things to your diet is going to help your liver and your colon to cleanse. And then in the spring, doing a little more intensive wouldn't be as much work. So add more beets. Beets are great. That's one of my favorite for liver.
I love that we have all this information, and I want everyone to know that you can go to chatwithwomen.com and click on Dr. Leah's picture, and all these tips are right there. Over a year now, you've been giving us tips, and they're all there. And I'm not kidding you. I'm using them all.
You know, we were at a luncheon yesterday, Dr. Leah, and a woman had just moved up from California. She said the hardest thing to do was to find a doctor, and we said, no worries. We have Dr. Leah. Go to our site. All the information is there. Give her a call. So,
what she was saying, especially for a woman to find a doctor who doesn't say to her, you know, it's okay that your hormones are all over the place. And, you know, it's normal, that normal range you're always hearing. Mm-hmm. And that your thyroid's okay when, in fact, it's at a low. And so that's what she was, you know, struggling with, is you can't get doctors to help you. You're not feeling good. She's in her 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not feeling good.
That's normal.
Exactly.
You know, you're aging. It's normal to have no hormones.
Exactly. Yeah, it's normal not to have any hormones and being grouchy. It's not,
she's
looking
at me.
No, thank goodness she's on her vitamin D and thyroid, so things are much better now. And if it gets a little bad, I just give her some wine, and then things are fine.
Harry, I'm gonna mention that every time or so.
Yeah, I know. Harry, bring it on. You know, just bring it on. Actually, Pam knows where the cellar is now. She just goes in there by herself.
No big deal.
I worry when she doesn't come out after a half hour.
She has her own key. Don't mind if I do.
Well, thanks, Dr. Leah. We're really anxious to get your tip for your show for next week, because it's all on weight loss.
Natural
weight loss. Healthy weight loss.
Not these. There's so many pills now, and I love this one, new one. You know, it's a 6 cookies a day one. I'm telling you, 6 cookies a day. I'm not even kidding you.
And she's tried it, Dr. Leah.
No, I never tried 6. I tried a bite.
So that's all you eat all day is 6 cookies?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I've heard it too.
Because you don't have to, because you're not hungry anymore, you see.
Yeah, I know. So, exactly. So we're anxious to hear how we can get rid of that extra fat.
You were going to say cellulite, weren't you?
She was. I thought she was.
I was like, close. What was she trying to
come up with? I don't think she can help me with my cellulite. So,
Dr. Leah, you've had a great morning. I haven't heard you laugh this hard in so long.
Oh, good.
This is a good thing.
And
today,
we know that's good for us too.
Right.
So give out your information, Dr. Leah, please.
Sure. I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com, and of course on the chatwithwomen.com website.
Thank you. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
All right. Have a good week.